Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, and all you do. Going beyond the headlines and focus on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Mubarak, Lagos. Happy Eid to all my listeners who are Muslim. My husband was teasing me as he was dropping me off at work. How can you say you have 1 million Lagosians, be bragging about your 1 million listeners, and not one person has sent you a ram? I say, you would need to wipe my shame. You need to wipe my face because it's too much. The teasing in the house, it has, you know, it is too much. You know, just ep my life. Ep me. First hard fact of the day, 146 confirmed COVID cases yesterday. 134 cases in Lagos alone. So that's 91% of the new cases in Nigeria, right here in Lagos. This third wave is more Lagosian than national. So please, Lagos, don't stop taking your precautions. Limit your movement. And when you must go out to work or to buy essentials, you have to wear a mask, keep your distance from people, and wash and sanitize your hands. I was on my way into work and I was looking at all the streets in my estate that were blocked and the different cows and rams that were killed. And I felt a bit sad for the cows because I'm like, while they're killing one cow and, you know, the other cows are waiting to be killed, I wonder what's going through their minds. You know, are they, you know, sitting there, you know, looking at their brothers or sisters be killed? Are they, is their life flashing before their eyes? These are some of the things I think about sometimes, you know. So I felt really sad. Then my husband said, well, thank God their trauma doesn't taste in the meat when you're eating it. I need to chase that man away from my house, I swear to God. Second hard fact of the day, voter registration is ongoing and you can register online. Just go to cvr.inec.org. C for cat or cow, V for violence, R for radio, cvr.inecnigeria.org. O for organization, R for radio, G for gate. So cvr.inecnigeria.org. Now listen, if your votes don't count, people like Senator Solomon Olamilekun Adeola, who represents Lagos West, will not vote no in the Senate when it's time to make sure that INEC maintains its independence. If you think I'm making up, listen to Senator Adeola for yourself. He represents Lagos West right here, of course, in Lagos.
I vote capital no to any amendment proposed by Senator Afambasi on the electronic transmission of voting. Thank you.
That's your Senator Lagos, representing Lagos West. If he wasn't so worried about the transparency of elections, he wouldn't have said that at the Senate. Well, we're not talking about electronic transmission of results today. We're going to talk about food prices and how they are affecting Salah celebrations. Then we'll talk about terrorists shooting down a military aircraft and the pilot's heroic survival. And then let's talk about Sunday Igbogo's arrest in Cotonou. Chikwudi will bring you community report today. And on the big hard fact, we're going to talk some more about Salah. We're celebrating today. I beg. Problem, they finish. You know, they finish. Make a rest today, eh? Let's celebrate Salah. 5 p.m. You and I will talk about your favorite Eid memories or how you and your family celebrate Eid. We'll also talk about this beautiful tradition we have here in Nigeria where Muslims share salah meat with friends and neighbors from all religions. So we'll have that conversation at 5 o'clock. I wonder if you've lived in multiple parts of Nigeria, how is salah different from state to state? So for me, who lived in River State, there wasn't really a lot of salah celebration because Muslims were not visible as they are here in Lagos. So salah wasn't really a thing for us. It was just a nice public holiday. It was when I moved to Lagos in 2018 that I actually began to see salah. You know, I'll be driving around and streets will be blocked and people are killing rams and cows. And it felt so like, it felt like Christmas morning. That's what it felt like to me, you know, who's an outsider looking in, right? And I also liked seeing it again today on my way to work. So how's it different in the different parts of Nigeria that you've lived in vis-a-vis Lagos, for instance? Where is your favorite place to celebrate salah? 5 o'clock, we'll have that conversation. As usual, news updates at the top of the hour, every hour. But right now, let's get into today's big three. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, Lagos, and these are your hard facts.
The big three.
On hard facts.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Are food prices affecting your Eid celebration? How are food prices affecting your Eid celebration? How should the military address the threat to air superiority? How should the military address the threat to air superiority? And how do you feel about Sunday Iwobo's arrest? Those are your big three. Lagos, let's talk. Our first story is salah. So let's talk about that. Right now, all over the world, Muslims are celebrating. Their well-wishers are, well, wishing them well. And here in Nigeria, a big part of celebration is food. So ram, goat, cow, rice, moi moi, coleslaw, lots of eating of food, which means lots of cooking food, which means lots of buying food. Ugh, I'm hungry just thinking about all the food. Ooh. Meanwhile, shout out to Lami Okoya. Lami Okoya said, oh, Sandra, can come and eat some ram in my house, you know, so at least I have a, well, technically, he's not my plug, he's my husband's plug, but, you know, whatever. But yeah, shout out to her and the Okoya family. And thank you for the ram and being invited to come and eat. But yeah, with the prices these days, how much food can people buy? With the prices of food these days, how much food can people buy? I'm already hearing complaints that Eid will not be the same this year because people cannot afford to buy as much ram and other food as before. Now, I don't know how much of this is true and how much of it is my Muslim friends trying to slime me so that I don't come to their house after work. But I'm asking you, Lagos, how are food prices in your neck of the woods right now? How has it affected your Eid celebration? I was talking to my gate man. I was like, Mohammed, how far now? Where ram? Say, madam, things cost so. Madam, ram now, na 200,000, madam. No, I don't get money, oh, madam. You know? So again, he may either be trying to scam me out of eating ram, or he may be telling the truth. I don't know. You tell me, Lagos. Now, of course, we know that there are many parts, many factors raising food prices. So you have the insecurity in different parts of the north. It's reduced food supply. Farmers are not planting as much as they normally would, for example. Transporting food across the country is more expensive because fewer transporters are ready to take the risk. And then, of course, food prices still have not recovered from the double-digit food inflation that was caused by COVID-19 and was also caused by the border closure. You know, that's the thing with food prices. They're quick to go up, but to come down, God, you go do sacrifice. It's very difficult. It's very rare for food prices to come back down. And even when they come back down, it's very slow. And that's why a policy decision from over 2 years ago can affect your salary today. I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying. And the thing with food prices is, if the prices of one group of foods go up, they will cause the prices of almost every other item to go up, including other food, because almost everybody eats those foods. So the price of maize and rice will affect the price of ram and goat, because the people, where they sell ram and goat, they chop rice. and the guys get money where they go take chop the rice. Because rice price don't go up. The people where they chop rice go chop fish. The people where they sell fish go chop rice. So it's all interconnected. But yeah, today is not about policy, you know? It's about your pot. I just want to show you briefly that what I wanted to do with that was to show you briefly how policy affects your pot. But now that we've covered that, tell me about you. How have food prices affected your Eid celebrations? Women, call me on 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. We've got WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 01465-7190, 0700-993-993-993. 14 minutes past 3 Lagos. How have food prices affected your Eid celebrations? 99.3. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. All right. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Hello.
Hi. Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
My name is Chika.
Hi, Chika. Oh, long time. Where have you been?
And I'm out.
Okay. Welcome back today.
Yeah. Happy Eid Mubarak to our Muslim friends out there.
Yeah.
Like you actually said, how has the price of food affected? I think it's not just about the Eid celebration. It's cut across board. Because the truth of the matter is that virtually the price of every food stores has actually gone higher. And a lot of factors are involved, which you've actually rightly made mention some of them. But I think the only worrying aspect of it is that the administration or the president, they are not doing much concerning it. Because if you want to ask yourself, you still look around, the crisis between farmers and herders is still persisting. And you also look at the fact that a lot of factors are involved. Just about 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, we were discussing how a lot of farmers were complaining that they could not pay back the CBN loan as a result of the attack from the herders, bandits, and what have you. And you begin to ask yourself, what is the government doing about it? One of the cardinal objectives of any government is to provide food for its people. When government begins to face in this direction, you begin to ask yourself, what exactly is the essence of government in all this? Then let me quickly touch on Sunday Buhos arrest. As far as I'm concerned, this drama is one too many. Why do I call it drama? Just yesterday, we learned that bandits shot down a Nigerian Air Force jet. And then this government, they are so quick to arrest. They've arrested Nnamdi Kanu. Now they've arrested Sunday Igboho. And then you ask yourself, why is it that they haven't been able to arrest or deal with this bandit? And it's so sad that we've seen so many people liaising with this bandit. Notable one is the one of Sheikh Gumi. We've also seen some governors having meetings with them, having interviews with them, and what have you. And I don't want to call them bandits anymore because from dictionary, the word bandit means bandit is not what is unobtainable here. Bandit is someone who actually goes maybe to cause you to do something you don't do or forcefully take something from you. But if you get to the point whereby they begin to threaten the security of a nation, they are no longer bandits. They are terrorists. And that is what we've been saying. And government doesn't want to label them terrorists. And government keep aiding them by paying them ransom, by giving them money. And these things actually maybe kind of boost their morale to keep doing what they are doing to the Nigerian state. And for me, it's quite sad. So for me, in as much as they arrested Sunday Igboho, they should give him fair hearing. They should give him fair trial. At the end of the day, if he's found culpable of anything, he should serve whatever he's found of. But let me reiterate again. Let us use the same zeal we use in arresting Nnamdi Kanu and Sunday Igboho out of Nigeria. If we can go after them out of Nigeria, why can't we go after the bandits and the headsmen that are terrorizing Nigeria? Such a sad one.
Chika, thank you so much for calling. Felix is in my 12. Hi, Felix.
Yeah, my name is Fidelis.
Oh, Fidelis. Hi, welcome.
Yeah, I'm calling from my 12.
All right, good to have you on the show.
Sandra, like I am on the same page with you.
Okay.
I have a lot of Muslim friends. But if I tell you that since morning, I've not seen anything. Believe me. Sandra, I know one Alaja in my street. For the past 14 years, I've been living on that street. Every day like this. She kills cow, one big cow, and like three rams.
Okay.
Sandra, this morning, the only thing I saw outside our compound was just a ram.
Okay.
So the interpretation of that is just that the country, as in the price of things in the market, they are so bad.
Things don't rough.
Somebody was telling me that initially when you go to the market with like 150K, you can get like two ram.
Okay.
But my dear, you go to market now, what you get is just one ram. I don't know what is happening this time. I've not even eaten single rice. I've not seen. Not to talk of even the ram. So, honestly, we just have to do something about this. The price of food in the market.
Fidelis, thank you so much for calling. Victory in Shomolu, how are you?
I'm fine.
Good to have you on the show. Hello, Victory.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Yes, you're live on the show now. You're talking to Sandra now.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Victory.
What I have to say is that even now,
Victory, unfortunately, your line is not very clear. Your line is breaking up, so we're struggling to hear what you're saying. If you can, please call us back. For women, call us on 01465-7190. Sandra, ram is actually 200,000 naira. Same with foodstuffs. They're extremely expensive. That's a message from Adewumi, who is in Fadeyi. Adewumi, thank you for sharing that with me. We've got the Adebayo of family who are wishing their brothers and sisters who are celebrating Eid. Thank you very much for using this medium to wish them happy Eid. Sandra, let's say the truth. Most of our fighter planes are old model, which may not be sufficient for today's warfare. I guess you're talking about our second story. Our WhatsApp is 08095975805. On Facebook, Franklin Chibike says, as Nigeria celebrates Eid, I'm wishing the God-sent hero a happy moment as he stands for freedom for Igbos. All right. Reis Bassi says, Sunday Igbo has done nothing wrong to Nigeria. He's only a freedom fighter. Please let him go. We're going to get to Sunday Igbo's story. Right now, though, we're talking about Eid. If you just tuned into the show, tell me how you're celebrating Eid. Tell me how food prices are costing in your area. Is food more expensive this time? Is it cheap? Have you been invited to eat meat? Have the food prices gone up where you are? Have they affected your celebration of Salah? How have the food prices affected your Eid celebration? Adegoke in Lekki, hello.
Hi, Sandra.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah. Barakat de Salah.
Same to you.
Even though me and you never see ram. Muslim friends, they are all hiding now. They don't want to come out. I don't know why.
Money no day, that's why.
Well, me, I'm in my house, just relaxing and listening to the joyful. The prices of food stuff, we know, everyone knows it has gone up seriously. And we know in Nigeria, what goes up hardly comes down in Nigeria. Hardly. It used to come down. Won't drop more than 1%. And then it starts rising like that. You know? So that's one of the problems we have in Nigeria. So who determines the rate of foodstuffs? You know, is there any regulatory body that goes around to check those who are hiking prices of foodstuffs? You know, I don't think we have. Then back then we have sanitation guys who make sure everywhere is clean. And if you they will serve you letters. you know.
Well, I'm not even sure I want people to regulate food prices, because that's how you slide into communism, you know. You should allow free markets. Free markets are always preferable for businesses.
Maybe not regulate as in really determine. What I mean is make sure people don't overhike the prices of stuff. So this is what the common man or humans feed on. You know, we need that to survive in Nigeria.
Right.
And then for the issue of Sunday Bowl, I'm not surprised it was caught. But I'm hearing that the Benin Republic people don't want to release him, which I don't think they can actually hold on to him, you know, for that long, because it's very legal for Nigeria to request for him to be repatriated to Nigeria, you know. But my issue is, why did they even arrest him in Benin Republic? Since he was boarding a flight, his wife, to Germany, did he enter Benin Republic illegally? What exactly is the reason why they arrested him? You know, I really don't know. No one can say. But Nigeria's government should really be careful. They are really winch hunting people and look at the media bill and everything. You know, trying to make us not to be able to speak. You know, they want to suffocate us here. And people that are speaking out, you are arresting them. You know, they should just for once be on the level playing field. So go after the bandits. Go after them. Make an example of one of them, so that this thing will not be one-sided, it will not be partial yet. You know, so that people will not be saying the government is partial, they're doing this. But it's obvious they are partial right now until they prove us wrong.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Adegoke, for calling. We appreciate it. 99.3.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
My name is Xavier Grace.
Xavier, welcome.
My first time calling.
I'm glad you called today.
Actually, I read a headline that said that the president identified that the reason for food hike in the market is insecurity and that plot. That is not just the truth alone, because how can you block the border and there is no food in the country? I think that the government should try as much as possible to help us. Since the bandits and the insecurity and the flood do not allow our farmers to plant their crops, is it not right and reasonable for the government to at least allow the importation of food to come into the country? That will affect us to go along with, so that we won't die longer here.
Thank you, Xavier, for calling. Well, the government hasn't blocked importation of food. They've restricted forex for importation of certain food items. Some people argue that that's not exactly blocking importation of food. And they have reopened the border. You know, the border was closed for nearly 2 years, but it has been reopened. And people can now bring in food. They will just not have access to dollar from the CBN, which makes it really expensive. And some people will say that that is in fact a roundabout way of banning food importation, right? Because sourcing dollar is really tough, and sourcing a dollar, you know, at that large amount, even tougher, you know. So It's technical, but it is what it is. There you go. So take a quick break. When we come back, I'll bring you our second story. An Air Force pilot made it home safe after an armed group shut down his Alpha jet. That's our second story coming up after this.
We're back.
We're back.
We're back.
We're back.
We are back.
We're back.
On
99.3 Nigeria Info. Minutes past 3. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. An Air Force pilot made it home safe after an armed group shut down his Alpha jet. That's our second story on today's Big Three. The Air Force says his name is Abayomi Dayiro. His plane was shut down on Sunday while returning from a mission along the Zamfara-Kaduna border. Now, in recent months, the Air Force has been attacking the armed groups operating in that area. These are the so-called bandits who have been kidnapping students and travelers. Now, remember, the president had asked the armed forces to come down hard on these militias. And one of the tactical decisions was to use air superiority against them, since they don't have their own planes. And apparently, it's starting to show results. But now, we have an armed group shooting down a plane for the first time. So this raises questions about what anti-aircraft weaponry they have. It wouldn't be the first time that we've seen insurgents use anti-aircraft guns against a superior air force. Afghanistan comes to mind. In the 70s and the 80s, the Mujahideen used Stinger missiles against the Soviet helicopters. Now, I'm pointing this out because of the way that these groups in Zamfara and other northwest states are talked about. For example, the federal government refers to them as bandits. You heard Chika. Bandits are thieves. Bandits are robbers. But clearly, these people, and more than that, they are enemies of the state. The Kaduna State Governor, Nasser Al-Rufai, said these so-called bandits needed a different approach than IPOB, for example. He said, quote, bandits are just collections of independent criminals. It is a business for them. It is not a case of Nigeria must break up. At this point, Lagos, we have to... We now have these groups whom Al-Rufai calls independent businessmen shooting down an Alpha jet of the gallant Nigerian Air Force. So, Lagos, I want to know, do you think the arguments made by Al-Rufai or Sheikh Gumi that these bandits are not trying to destroy the state still hold water? Does it still hold water? But away from that, let's talk solutions. We know the Air Force will respond. We know the Air Force will respond heavily. The question now becomes, what can be done to cut off these armed groups from the supply lines? If you are in security, I'd like to hear from you today. We know that they are buying weapons with money from kidnapping and gold mining. Somebody is selling weapons to them. They're getting those weapons across the border into Nigeria somehow. So what can be done to cut them off? What should be done to strengthen border patrols? What other support can be provided to the Air Force as they bombard these ungoverned spaces where these armed groups are hiding out? Talk to me, Lagos. Women, call me on 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. What should be done to cut off the supplies of these armed groups terrorizing the Northwest? WhatsApp is available as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. And yes, you can still talk to me about Salah. How have food prices affected your Eid celebrations? You heard the man who talked about an Alhaja in his area who for the past 14 years has always killed one cow and several rams. This time around, she had only one ram. So that's how it has affected his Salah celebrations. Because this Salah of a thing, not be only the Muslims, you know, when they chop the ram, it affect us too, because the Shem it give us, you know, we no be Muslim. So it affect us as well, you know? How has it affected your Salah celebrations? If you don't want to talk about that, talk to me about this Air Force plane that was shut down by terrorists. What should be done to cut off the supplies of these groups? 99.3, hello.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
This is Ibikunle, calling from Lotify by Korodu.
Happy Salah, Ibikunle.
Same to you. Thank you very much. On the prices of goods and services, I want to say that we can't take that away from inflation. So I still maintain that inflation is imported into this country. And our culture has taken the dimension of the foreign culture. Sandra, let me tell you one thing.
No, hold on. Hold on. Before you tell me the one thing, explain what you mean by inflation was imported into this country.
Due to foreign culture. You see people buying expensive wines that you can never imagine.
God. Okay.
Are you telling me? Somebody was telling me that
a ram, one ram costs 200,000. That is even small, 300,000, 400,000 naira. Why would it not cost up to that? You see somebody wearing a shoe of 50,000 naira, pricing a ram.
Okay, let me ask you something. What percentage of the population buys expensive wine?
It doesn't matter.
No, it does matter. Ibukile, come on, you're a teacher, right?
Of course.
Uh-huh. So calm down. It does matter. You cannot go and tell your students it doesn't matter.
Okay.
You can't do that. What percentage of the population buys expensive wine? How could such a small percentage of the population affect the entire food market?
It doesn't change the psyche of our people. It doesn't change. I'm just asking. It doesn't change. Sandra.
Oh, you're asking if it doesn't change the psyche of our people?
It doesn't change.
What changes the psyche of our people?
I'm telling you that inflation, okay, is imported.
No, please don't say that.
Due to foreign culture. I'm not saying that is the only reason that is responsible for this. I'm not saying that. Get me right. Are we still together?
Well, I'm listening to you.
Okay, so that is that. So, commonsensically, you don't see somebody wearing a shoe of 50,000 and you want
to buy a ram. Commonsensically, you cannot say that inflation is imported, Mr. Ibukile.
It is imported.
No, it is not. It is not. And I hope that's not something that you see, like, away from radio.
Get me right. I'm not saying that there are no other factors responsible for this.
You can't even... I'm sorry. As soon as you start with inflation is imported, I can't listen to anything else that you have to say as a fact.
Okay. Can I ask you a question?
Because I asked you a simple question and you couldn't even answer. What percentage of the population buys expensive wine?
I'm telling you, I have not done this.
You're not answering the question. So you've not done the statistics, but you're here saying to me that that's the reason we have inflation.
I said that is not the only reason. But I want to ask you a question. Do you believe that inflation could be imported?
No, do I do not.
Ah, okay.
Okay, so you say that that's not the only reason. Is it the main reason?
That is not the only reason.
Is it the main reason?
No. Oh, my God. That is not the only reason.
Is it the main reason?
No. That I mentioned that reason doesn't mean that that is the main reason.
Okay, tell me the other reasons.
Abba. Shortage is there. Infrastructure is there. You get it now? We can mention them.
I'm asking you to mention them.
Oh my, I've mentioned three now.
So what? Shortage and infrastructure.
Of course.
So shortage and infrastructure.
If there is, of course now, if people cannot move the goods from the rural to the city, it causes it.
Mm.
Another thing is storage facility.
Mm.
So we can go on and on.
Okay, so you have all these other reasons. Why are you then focused on a reason that you know is not the main reason?
Are you taking objection to what I mentioned earlier?
No, hold on. Why are you focused on a reason that you know is not a main reason? Should we not be focused on these main reasons?
I mentioned one, then you jumped in. But I'm telling you that inflation could be imported. And in our own case, it's imported due to foreign culture. I'm telling you.
So again, you say inflation can be imported, right?
Imported,
and you say it's due to foreign culture. And you say it's due to foreign culture. And I'm arguing that with you. But in the middle of the argument, because it's not possible.
It's possible.
Okay.
Go and make your research. It's possible.
I think
inflation could be imported. Mark my word.
Okay. All right, Ibukile. Thank you very much for calling. There's only one person who should be making their research in this conversation, and it's not me. Benga is in Ikorodu. How are you? All right, Benga's not there anymore. 99.3. Hello.
Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Baraka de Sala.
Same to you.
Yeah, let me say something about what the last speaker said about the inflation.
Mm-hmm.
It's unfortunate that most of the times we try to deceive our people. We, the government, do the same thing. You and I know that the problem we have as far as food shortage in this country is the attack from the Fulani herdsmen. Who are all over the place destroying the farmland of our brothers in the northeast, northwest, and north central. And you understand?
Mm.
And we keep talking about this, and nobody pays a listening ear to that. I mean, the government is not even responding to that kind of problem we have.
But Ibikunle says that one of the reasons is that inflation is important.
I don't want to argue with a teacher that will say this on national radio while his students are listening to this. Is he trying to tell the students that nothing is happening in Nigeria? The killings that are happening in Nigeria does not mean anything to him. Is he part of the hypothesis that say that when somebody's some other person's brother's corpse is being carried, you look like the people are carrying firewood because it has not affected him, the killing has not affected him? You see the way our people reason. Our brothers in the Northeast cannot go to their farm. The ones in the North Central, even Nasarawa here, and Adamawa, and you know that a lot of cassava is produced in Taraba. Those people cannot go to their farm. Nasarawa, the same thing. Benue, the same thing. People are dying on a daily basis. People are scared to go to their farm and farm and give us farm produce. And somebody is talking about wine. Are we discussing wine? This is the kind of nation we have. People will just wake up and begin to look at somebody in the National Assembly. Somebody has woken up and say, please, we want to make sure that, say, please, let us pass a bill and make sure that these donkeys don't go into extinction. You are talking about donkeys when Nigerians are dying in hundreds.
Thank you very much for calling. We've got Raphael in Ajah who says, my office is in the middle of Okari Market in Lagos Island. The chicken I usually buy 2 for 3.8 every Friday gradually rose to 5,000 naira yesterday when I was coming home. Raphael, thank you very much. President Sandra, let's call a spade a spade. The media is almost being gagged. Security is nothing to write home about. I rise for Sunday Bogo. Abayomi is my hero. Sandra, my name is Jojo from Ikorodu. The last time I bought a kilo of Titus fish, it was 1,200. I went to the market on Sunday, and to my surprise, I was told it was 1,800. You need to see the way and manner in which I was repeating 1,800, as if I have suddenly went deaf. I cry for this country, Sandra. Well, Ibikunle says it's because you buy expensive wine. You know, this inflation is imported. Stop drinking expensive wine. We've got somebody else who says the only way to stop these bandits is to get this government out of power. I don't know about that. We've got Daya who says, I hope that pilot will not become another Arotile for making it back alive. Those bandits, which they termed businessmen, now have anti-aircraft missiles. And Sunday Igbogo and MNEK are... Oh, Mazin Nnamdi Kanu, okay. Their headache. The West will soon stop aircraft from Nigeria's airspace. Dio, thanks for sending your message in. We've got John Mark Innocent who says, it's clear that the government has been given herders and bandits soft landing. So let Afenifere and Ohaneze come to the defense of their innocent Igbogo and Kanu. All right, let's take a look at more messages. Sandra, can you let me know the school Ibikunle is teaching so that I can tell my children to avoid the school? Ah, bye on. Wow. Thank you very much. Sandra, Ibikunle is entitled to his opinion. Everyone should make his or her own contribution. I agree with you. We've got Adams who says inflation is imported, but you cannot explain how it is imported. There's insecurity in the farmlands. Food importation is facing difficulties. And someone is talking about inflation importation and high cost of wine. Adams, thank you very much for your message. Wasiu says the reason for persistent inflation on food is because of the farmers that can no longer go to their farm due to herdsmen. Some of these farmers even lost loans that they got from banks due to this same problem. Wasiu Eid Mubarak to you as well. Good afternoon, Sandra. My name is Samuel from Shasha. Let the government check their kitchen cabinet to know people sponsoring the armed banditry, kidnapping, abduction, and so on. Government should brace up to the challenges bedeviling the nation. Thank you very much for your message. Weapons coming to the bandits through the borders is indictment against the Customs, Immigration and Police Border Patrol. They've compromised their duties and responsibilities. It's a shame. All right, thank you very much for your message. We appreciate that as well. That's a message from Pato in Ota. Only 3% can afford expensive wine. Ralph from Satellite Town says, Sandra, Ibikunle is not completely incorrect in that some part of inflation is a function of capacity to pay. If a seller knows that some people can pay more for a commodity they have no incentive to sell low. All right, Mark Paul, thank you very much for your message. Let's bring you our final story on the show today. Sunday Igboho, he has been arrested in Cotonou. He was arrested by Benin Republic security agents at an airport last night. He was allegedly on his way to Germany. The Benin authorities have Igboho in custody and plans are underway to hand him over to Nigeria. Now, this is after, of course, the SSS declared Igboho wanted after they raided their house, raided his house 3 weeks ago. Now, this arrest raises some very interesting points. First of all, how did Igboho get across the border? Because immediately after the raid, the government ordered the Immigration Service and other agencies to ensure that he did not leave the country. So how did he somehow manage to slip out? Then there's, of course, the process being followed here. If the reports are true and he was arrested by legal authorities in Benin, and there will be a formal legal handover process, it's very interesting because you compare that to Nnamdi Kanu's case. We talked about it yesterday on The Big Three. And you compare that to all the uncertainty and silence about where he was captured, by whom he was captured, how he ended up back in Nigeria. And, you know, it just helps you see the difference in both processes. Now, we'll be bringing you updates on that story as they come. We've not heard from the government yet. We have heard from Igboho's lawyers. So we're keeping an eye on that story. And the more we know, the more you will know as well. But what do you think about his arrest in Cotonou? Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. Women, call me on 01465-7190. There's WhatsApp, of course. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Chinwai Nikorodu says, how can that teacher say inflation is caused by importation of foreign culture when those foreign countries have lower inflation than us? But you heard from Mark Paul, Chinwai. Mark Paul says that, you know, the teacher is not completely incorrect because some part of inflation is a function of capacity to pay. If a seller knows that some people can pay more for a commodity, then they have no incentive to sell low. Interestingly, we've got a message from Chief Oboforibo. Chief, hi, thanks for listening. Chief Oboforibo from Agungi says, in response to Mark Paul, sellers may raise prices because they think some people can pay. But if the people who can pay are only a small percentage, sellers will return to low prices when they experience a drop in demand. This is why arguments that attribute food inflation in Nigeria to luxury are flawed. Disposable income is too limited to justify it. The true drivers of food inflation here are restrictions in supply and low productivity. Chief, thank you very much for listening to the show and then for sending in your thoughts. Let's take a look at more messages via WhatsApp. Ibikunle is quite correct that inflation can be imported, but putting it at the front burner is wrong when there are other pressing causes. Another issue he's failing to admit is that imported inflation is caused by the government. Sam from Ojo. Sam, it's not correct to say that inflation can be imported, but I mean, I think that's a different topic on its own, and we'll have to like just settle down, calm down and talk about it. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for calling.
Julius speaking from Agege.
Hi, Julius.
Yeah. I want to talk about the food inflation.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I am from the northern part of the country.
Okay.
And this problem caused by these Fulani herdsmen, banditry, and lack of employment. Since 1997... we have been having issue of these Fulani herdsmen. They have been killing our people. But I am surprised just you people are just getting to know about it. You understand?
Okay.
So, and Last month, I called my sister. My sister right now, she's in Gibea.
Okay.
You know Gibea is in Katsina, border of Nigeria and Niger, before play. I called her, I say, how is business going down there? She now told me that, my brother, things are not going well. If you could remember, there was a time they kidnapped people early in the morning, in the mosque in Gibea. They've been killing people. People are not going to farm. As we are speaking now, people are not going to farm, even in Katsina State. So tell me, how do you expect the food to be circulating? In my place, I am from Gombe State, to be precise. People are not going to farm because everybody is scared. Nobody wants to die. You understand?
Right.
And somebody is sitting down there telling you to go to farm. And even you go to farm, everywhere the Fulani herdsmen. When I was growing up, we used to harvest our crop and leave it after the Christmas. January, February, we now started bringing the food home. But now you dare not try, because as you are harvesting the crop, the Fulani herdsmen will just put their cows. You don't even know them. They are coming from Senegal, Niger, Mali, you understand? They will bring in, I don't know, they will bring in short cow that doesn't have horns. They will put in, if you talk, only you will see only maybe 50 cows, you will see about 7 people following them with guns. If you talk, they will kill you. This thing I'm telling you, if it is like, just let the northern and call and confirm. So this thing, in fact, if we want this thing to stop, government know how to stop this thing, but they are making money out of it. Because when Shegumi was going out negotiating for bandits, I was even telling my boss that I'm working with her. I say, okay, mommy, you know what? Maybe to, if federal government will grant amnesty to the bandit, maybe me, I will go and form my own gang so that you will now solicit for us so that they will grant amnesty for us. This is absolute nonsense. So, in fact, let them at least tackle this insecurity, because we are not safe.
Okay.
That's my contribution.
Thank you very much for calling to share it. We've got a message here from Good Luck in Ijebode, who says, Ibikunle mentioned scarcity as one other cause of inflation. The insurgency in the north is causing scarcity in good supply, hence the inflated prices. Yes, inflation can be, could be imported, and Ibikunle is right. All right. I'm going to have to do a topic on this thing, because all right, let me take a look at more messages via WhatsApp. Sandra, the reason for inflation and high cost of foodstuff is not far-fetched. Nigerian farmers cannot go to farms again due to attacks by herdsmen, kidnapping and the killing of farmers, federal government excessive borrowing and devaluation of our naira, and the exchange rate. God's power from took away from that. AFS from Gowon Estate says, the only method to address the issues pertaining to boundaries is not only to get this current government out of the office, but also getting an acceptable government into power for everybody to automatically love to support. People will automatically love to support good government. All right, thank you very much. The government is unnecessarily persecuting freedom fighters. Muyiwa from Satellite Town with that message. Let's see. Sandra, this is John. Our government and the bandits are good people. Let's stop complaining. Rather, Igbo and Nnamdi's arrest will stop insecurity in Nigeria. Sandra, Nigeria's situation is baffling and confusing. Is it inflation that we're really battling with? In Economics 101, we're told inflation is when too much money is chasing too few goods. But here in Nigeria, our situation is too little money chasing too few goods. Sandra, a lot of things are wrong with our economy. Something is fundamentally wrong with our economy, Faye says. Faye, thank you very much for your message. We've got Christopher in Ikoyi on the line. Christopher, how are you?
People's President.
Good to have you on the show.
President Sandra.
Welcome.
Thank you. Good job. Look, one thing I like about you, you are not the type of journalist or radio presenter that one person will come and bamboos or how they speak the grammar to push you around. I'm so happy for that. You know, Femi Adesina told some of us, they should stop sounding like a broken record. You heard that, right?
Okay.
President Sandra, did I hear you say they opened the border?
Yes, they opened the border.
Look, for the past 6 months, I've been trying to send something to Ghana. Whenever I get to my two, those drivers will tell me, okay, they just announced I never opened. They passed through bush. across some water.
Are you serious?
Yes. My 2 years. I have goods I want to send to my sister in Ghana. 6 months now, we can't. Even this transporter, this normal some ABC, they can't go. Eh? So I'm surprised when I hear you. You know, that time I asked you, you said, don't worry, you'll get the official decision from your... And I had you today.
Mm-hmm.
2 Sundays ago, I was at my school now. A goods that I can pay like 30,000 naira. The guy is telling me 70,000. I say, why? He said, because they passed through bush.
Border is still closed. Wow. Christopher, thank you for sharing that information with us. It is something we'd like to confirm, verify by ourselves. But thank you for bringing that to my notice, as well as the person on WhatsApp as well. We do have to take a break. When we come back, let me talk about this inflated, imported inflation business, because it's doing my head in. Seriously. My isinagbam tim, as I'm hearing this thing people are saying. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away.
You are listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
All right. 5 minutes to the top of the hour. Actually, it's 4 minutes now to the top of the hour. And we have more people who are sending me messages on WhatsApp. So we've got this one from Goke Nikbaja Road, who says, in economics, we have imported inflation as one of the types of inflation. Inflation can be imported. All right, Goke, thank you for sending your message in. We've got somebody who did a Google search. Inflation can be imported. But this is a discussion we can have on a different day. And then he has a Google search from, what's it called now? From OxfordReference.com. And Oxford Reference is saying increases in the prices of imported fuels, materials, components, increased domestic costs of production, and lead to increases in the prices of domestically produced goods. Imported inflation may be set off by foreign pricing increases or by depreciation of a country's exchange rate. All right, so it's not by wine again, Abby. It's not by people that are buying expensive wine. Okay, all right. Don't worry, I'm going to address that. Let me take more messages from WhatsApp first. Mike from Atanota says, I'd like to inform you that the Idiroko border close to me isn't open as far as I know. All right, Mike, thank you for that eyewitness report. We have somebody who says, I argue too much, and says, yes, inflation can be imported. Actually, if you ask any good economist, they will tell you that that's nonsense to say that inflation can be imported. But yes, go ahead. When you're importing almost everything and you're not producing anything, that's the first cause of inflation. You are importing inflation and exporting your economy. Wow, I must really annoy you. That message is filled with a lot of annoyance. Hey, yeah. Don't worry, God will heal you. We've got more messages here from Onome. Onome says, the high price of foodstuff is not inflation. Insecurity, difficulty in importation, and mainly political agenda, a do-or-die affair. When the head of the fish is bad, it affects the whole before it duly affects the body. We should cut it off. Actually, there is food inflation. So it's not just that. All right, so let's take a look at this message here. If someone is saying that inflation can be imported, then the person should be telling us the type of inflation that falls under. There's demand pull, cost push, hyper and galloping inflation. Which one is this imported inflation? Alfred from Bariga is asking. Like I said, next week we're going to take 1 hour between 5 and 6 and discuss this thing. Huh? All right. But here's what I'm going to say to end this matter. And for the person who's saying, ask an economist. If you ask an economist and you say imported inflation is imported, they will not tell you that, oh, this statement makes sense. There's no economist that will hear inflation is imported and not say this statement doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make sense in English. It doesn't make sense in economics. It's like saying radio is salt. And when I asked Ibikunle to explain what he meant when he said inflation is imported, he said people are buying expensive wine. How exactly does this translate to inflation is imported? The closest statement that it could remotely be interpreted to mean is that imports cause inflation. But this is false. I've had Nonso Bikili here on my show. He was the head economist at Business Day. He's an economist now working with the UN. And he says that it is the lack of matching exports that cause a balance of payments problem. If anybody blames imports for inflation, it's because they believe exports cannot grow. So the problem isn't that you are importing, it is that you are not exporting. But like I said, next week we'll talk about this. I'm going to choose a day, and for an entire hour, you and I will discuss it. In the meantime, let's bring you Community Report. Chukwudi is in Lekki today to look at the aftermath of the flood. We'll bring you business news. After that, let's talk to Chukwudi. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili.